Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Monica Matthews Show.
Speaking of misleading headlines, oh my gosh. Welcome back to The Monica Matthews Show, Life, Love, and Liberty. Coronavirus patient dies after family unplug ventilator to use AC. No, I'm not kidding. A man being treated for COVID-19 at a hospital in India has died after his family allegedly turned off his ventilator to plug in an air cooler, as reported by the Indian Express. The 40-year-old patient was being treated for breathing difficulties and suspected COVID-19, though his coronavirus test later came back as negative. So he's moved to another hospital, blah, blah, blah. This is according to Newsweek, by the way. So he was, according to the Indian Express, on June 15th, the isolation ward was hot. So the family allegedly unplugged the ventilator to plug in the air cooler. The ventilator had a battery, but after being unplugged, it ran out of power around 30 minutes later, and the man's condition deteriorated. The family informed the medical staff who performed CPR, but the patient died. Very sad indeed. Having had a husband on life support, I can tell you it is no laughing matter. But just to show you how misleading headlines are, it's so much clickbait, right? I mean, and I write my own headlines for my shows too. So naturally I'm going to think of, all right, you guys have literally, I have 2 seconds to catch your attention with what I'm talking about in any given podcast. And so I generally just kind of cut through all the BS and get right to it. And hey, I hope that, you know, you'll tune in and here's a couple of ditties for you to decide whether or not it's something you want to chew on. Most of you subscribe, so it comes to your phone. Some of you don't. And I have new followers every day. I've doubled my more than doubled my downloads in the past month alone. Very grateful for that. And, yeah. So, and if you're not following me, you can follow me on Twitter and Monica On Air Talk, Monty Matthews on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher. I'm also on Parler. I've got 1 foot in Parler and, you know, foot and a half in Twitter world. Parler is P-A-R-L-E-R, Monica Matthews, The Monica Matthews Show, I believe, or either Monica Matthews Show is what it is over there. Yeah, and you can subscribe to my podcasts, and they'll come directly to your phone. You can tell Alexa, if you have one of those unfortunate devices in your home, one of those voyeurs in your home, you can tell her to play The Monica Matthews Show, and she will. The Monica Matthews Show, the podcast, and she will. Life, Love, and Liberty. That's right. Wow, what a tragedy. This guy's on life support and his family's like, dude, it's hot in here. I need some air. And I'm telling you, I'm like totally perimenopausal and that could be me. I could have been that family member that's like, yo, I know you're having a hard time breathing and we don't have your COVID-19 test back, but we're going to have to remedy the heat situation. Let's just check your batteries. Oh, you know... This is the world in which we live. Moving on to Stranger Things. My good buddy Cat Turd. If you're not following him, he's on Twitter at Cat Turd 2. He's already got like 100,000 followers on Parler as well. Just a mess. He's been on my show. Matter of fact, my show was his unveiling to the entire world. He is captured as a male who lives in Florida. Remember that show was the strangest things ever. Florida or Germany? Well, Cat Turd is not in Germany. He's in Florida. He tweets today, why is BLM still rioting? Aunt Jemima syrup, Uncle Ben's rice, and Eskimo pies changed their packaging. The problem has been solved. This is kind of a silly podcast today because there are just those days where you have to just throw your hands in the air and go, what the hell ever. At least I do. Because if I have to talk about race for one more second, it is surely you're exhausted from this. And I know many Black Americans feel like, oh, finally, we're at the top of everyone's mind. You know, bad press, not all press is good press. Trust me, I've had it. So it's just bad. It reflects poorly on an otherwise enfranchised demographic. Opportunities galore. Just people who refuse to step outside of the muck and mire of allowing themselves to be used and abused. This is social abuse, by the way. This is what BLM charges to the heart of Black Americans who haven't figured out, you know, by looking in their own mirror that God created them beautifully, uniquely, and capable. That is so bothersome to me. Because I'm a female. I've come through a lot as a female. Been the victim of many different horrible scenarios since childhood. So you're not going to out-victim me, right? But I don't stay stuck in that mess. I mean, got the short end of the stick just recently with my own employment situation. And it's like, you know what? You just pick your butt up and you keep moving. And you do it better and you do it bigger. And you do it, you just do it. Just do it. Right? There's those Air Jordans that everyone stands in line for during COVID-19, right? That are $200,000 a pair. Because apparently that says something about you. Speaking of, NFL players just suck. So there, always will be. I always will. I will never go back to being an NFL patron. I'm done. I'm done with it. It's sports. It's entertainment. What are we doing? Right? I don't idolize this stuff. And it's unfortunate because I think sports play a vital role in kids' lives. I love team sports. I've been a member of team sports since I was very young. So I'm all about it. I think it teaches just great life lessons when not everyone gets a trophy. When you get your ass kicked, that's a great lesson. Wow. Why did we get our asses kicked? Well, I don't know, because little Johnny decided, you know, not to play right. And we got 100,000 fouls because he's a little jerk. And hey, little Johnny, by the way, you cost us the game. So don't do that anymore, little Johnny. I mean, those are lessons that are priceless, right? But as it pertains to professional sports, going to try to hijack the country with an entertainment narrative? No, negative. And the only reason they have an industry is because of you and because of me and because we purchase tickets. Without butts in seats, there is not a sports complex. We think we have it bad with a military complex here in this country, but I want you to think about that. The industrial military complex is actually the industrial sports complex, the industrial entertainment complex, the industrial who's pissed off today complex, the industrial Black complex. The industrial, you know, we're going to fight over police policy changes. I mean, I'm watching this thing today from the floor of the House in Congress today. It very short term. I had other things to do, better things to do. But we're talking about, you know, this resolution on behalf of George Floyd. He's a national treasure now. He's a national hero. And he should... His case should be viewed upon as, holy crap, that is definitely not anything that should happen to anyone, no matter what color you are or what sex you are or sexual persuasion. It's not acceptable. It's ridiculous. It was sick. I watched it. I was just ticked watching it. Angry, blood boiling. Wanted to jump through my phone and just wreck that cop that was sitting on his neck. So I'm with you on that. I am not, however, you know, I am capable of keeping things mutually exclusive. I'm not going to canonize George Floyd and his criminal ass, and I'm not going to canonize Rayshard Brooks for sure. So, you know, while everyone's setting up college funds, it's amazing to me. I wonder if they're going to tell their kid, you know, his kids the truth. I'm sure they'll remember. They'll sit on someone's couch years from now, or either broke, busted, disgusted. It's going to be like winning the lottery for these kids, right? Without the proper, without truth being told to them, without understanding why maybe one of them ends up with a drinking problem, because let's be honest, most alcoholics produce children who become alcoholics. It can happen. It does happen. It is a biological, physiological fact. That is not racist. Get over it. That, you know, attributes to a large portion of alcoholic families, generationally speaking. Things get ignited in the brain. I'll spare you the physiology of it. And before you know it, someone who swore they would never do it ends up on the same path. Well, how are you going to explain that? I don't know. Daddy was running from the police officers, and, you know, because he was drunk and he didn't want to go back to jail because he beat the hell out of you. You know, but hey, the rest of America thinks he's a great guy. I mean, what are we doing? Sainthood. Sainthood. Criminals are running the asylum. So I watched that today, this arguing over this resolution, what a great man George Floyd was, and, you know, all hail criminals and to hell with cops. That's generally, you know, what it did. No more chokeholds. You can't use deadly force unless. I mean, here's the deal. Here's my problem with this, with these arbitrary laws, because when you get into the gray matter, that's where you have a lot of issues. And because Black Lives Matter is leading the charge on the narrative these days and shaping legislation, you need to sleep with your eyes open on these things. Because, see, we don't care about the law until the law cares about us. And if there's one thing for sure that will happen to you in this lifetime, at some point, the law will care about you. You will have to contend with the law. Whether someone runs into your car, you run into them, you know, you have a DUI, your kids are whatever, speeding. I mean, at some point, you don't pay your taxes, you know, I don't know, Al Sharpton, I mean, whatever. It's coming. You can count on it. So before I forget, I have an amazing book for all of you ladies and gents. When Jesus Isn't Enough, The Ultimate Meal for the Starving Single Woman's Soul. But I cannot tell you how many men. Yeah, well, anyway, I digress. I'll switch gears because this is better. MasterCard changes name to Equality Card. That's right. And that's from the Babylon Bee. I'll let you figure that out. So, because we're being so ridiculous, MasterCard, get it? Yeah, Aunt Jemima's family is a little upset that that their loved one will no longer be the face of Aunt Jemima syrup, as well they should be. I don't know whether or not they're still receiving royalties for her participation in that, but oh, wow, how about that? So I tweeted. So the president is now being censored, which I'm going to tell you, if you don't have a Parler account, you need to get one. P-A-R-L-E-R.
Follow Monica on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk, on Facebook at Monty Matthews.
This is How You Live Life with Monica Matthews.
Hey, so by the way, for those of you who don't know, I have an amazing book out that I am, you know, beginning to revisit with small groups. You may want to check it out. It is called When Jesus Isn't Enough. You can find it on Amazon, Kindle, and my website, monicamatthews.com. It's the ultimate meal for the starving single woman, but this book really does minister to the person, speak to the person of Jesus Christ as he relates to us as his creation. So I've had men contact me who are just like, dude, had no idea, you know, about your life. I'm very transparent about my life in this book because I'm asking you to step forward to be transparent about your life, about your soul as it relates to your creator, your ultimate master. I love that, right? I'm taking that word back, by the way, because we don't belong to ourselves as Christians. We are told that Jesus is our friend. Jesus is our master, in that we are his servants. He's also our servant. Isn't that funny how that works? The word serves us. something to remember for those of you who are afraid of your Bibles or who feel like men wrote it and so therefore it probably sucks. But as with all things that men touch and women as a created being, yes, it can have the propensity to go, But as it relates to the spirit of the Word of God, it is meant to serve our lives. I wish more people understood that and would read it in that context, right? So you can find that at my website, whenjesusisn'tenough, monicamatthews.com. You can order it. It'll come straight to you. If you'd rather download it, you can do that too on Amazon. New and exciting merch coming up and other things as well. So looking forward to that. Also making space for advertisers on my website. So I welcome you to submit your advertising ideas as well. You can email me personally at monica@monicamatthews.com. I also take your prayer requests too, because I love praying for people. I will reach back out to you. And if you need, you know, advice about life, I'm not a counselor, but I am an ordained minister, but I am not a psychology professional, psychiatric professional. Although I probably could be after my years in ministry. But yeah, so, you know, Congress today trying to decide what this George Floyd, the police, new police policy bill is going to look like. You know, how is this going to affect your daily life? You know, it's interesting. I heard from a Twitter follower today who apparently spends most of his time grilling and smoking cigars and living off the grid, and just kind of felt like everything that I was talking about are like, you know, third world urban people problems that he just doesn't have time to concern himself with because there's so many other positive things to pay attention to in the earth. And I thought, wow, isn't that something? So those of us on the front lines are viewed as people who just complain about everything because, we, after all, we're actually bringing you, you know, what's really going on, which requires attention. It requires attention to detail as well. It requires, you know, an ability to read between the lines and to, you know, put yourself out there, right? So there's value in the work that I do, which is why I ask you guys to donate to my cause as well, which I have. And thank you to so many of you who have already done that. You guys are awesome. It's on my PayPal account, and I will put up my PayPal button again on Twitter and Facebook this evening. So can always use your help, conservative voices, you know, certainly shut out of mainstream media. I can tell you that firsthand. If you're looking for straight up conservative voice, good luck with that in mainstream media. At any rate, there's, you know, it's never dull. Speaking of, MasterCard is changing their name to the Equality Card. You got to love the Babylon Bee. If you're not following them, you should be. The president, by the way, has been censored. Everyone's making moves to Parler. I think I've already mentioned that. P-A-R-L-E-R. President, another one of his tweets has been taken down. You know, just talking about what he's going to tolerate and what he's not going to tolerate. So, naturally, he was censored. The war is only going to get worse for the next 4 months, 5 months, and probably thereafter. So, you're going to have to start following people, you know, like Dan Bongino. You can find him at his own site, on Parler as well. You know, keeping up with people who can give it to you exactly how it is. That's going to be very important, you know, in the upcoming days. In other news today, some of you may be excited to learn that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled today 7-2 that limited judicial review of rapid deportation cases does not violate the Constitution. So basically, this enhances the president's ability, his administration, to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, handing him a victory on a signature issue. Some of you are very disappointed in the Supreme Court past couple of rulings, so this one should give you a little bit of hope again. I don't know that my hope will ever be restored in Neil Gorsuch, and hopefully we'll do a better job of vetting. A friend of mine has... he has positioned himself in such a way, I think is quite brilliant. I'm not really sure why anyone, you know, no one has picked this up in the House of Representatives, but they should. After the last dissent, I mean, after the last opinion that Justice Gorsuch led the charge on and basically, you know, left most conservatives standing there with their holy crap, you know, scratching their head, hands in the air, especially people like Faith and Freedom Coalition, people who, you know, a lot of evangelical Christians chose the president, or at least, you know, just bit the bullet, really, and chose the president because in lieu of his, in spite of his candor, or in spite of, you know, gosh, everything that they totally disagreed with, any level of morality that they think that he had or didn't have, they chose him and decided, okay, fine, we'll do it because we feel like we can get some conservative justices out of this. And whenever you look at the Supreme Court's latest rulings, I mean, if you only understood the ripple effect of all of this, we discussed this last night at a dinner party, the ripple effects of the latest Supreme Court ruling on sex as it relates to Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, that is going to have far, far reaching implications that most people are not paying attention to, because there, after all, there are too many other things begging for your attention. So, it is, but he asserted that someone should step up and file articles of impeachment on every single justice. And some of you are like, well, that can't be done, but it can. It absolutely can. They have overreached. They have usurped the authority of the United States Congress. That, so there are impeachable offenses at play here. Imagine Neil Gorsuch, a conservative justice chosen by this president, of whom we were all very excited about his picks, right? Has now redefined sex. He's altered sex to include all variations thereof, and what people align with, what they identify with, how, whatever they play dress up with, right? I mean, something that serious. We also talked about the Equality Rights Act. That's something that my state here in the state of Georgia just last year, last session was contending with, two sessions ago, in the way of one of our female senators who's now running for Congress, and thankfully doesn't stand a snowball chance in hell, but she was pounding sand because she was stripped of most of her chairmanships in committees here in our state Senate. She has been historically known as a bully, someone who's somewhat unstable in many ways, has had a tragic life story, though. I'll tell you that I do have sympathy for her. She was also the champion in our heartbeat bill here in the state of Georgia, and became the face of that, you know, and rightfully so, an advocate for that. She championed that legislation by and large, and for that I must give her credit. But she was so upset about losing her candidate, who she had hoped would become our next governor of Georgia, did not. And she shared a lot of favor with him and his administration. So Brian Kemp becomes governor of Georgia. She is stripped of a lot of her power, which we knew was going to happen. So she decides to charge the men of the legislature with sexual misconduct, which is ridiculous. But then she sides with Democrat legislators to champion the ERA, which is the Equal Rights Act. And for those of you who aren't aware, it takes 38 states to ratify an amendment to the United States Constitution. We were going to be the 38th state because this particular senator was championing that happening to basically say, up yours to the boys, right? This is what happens when women sometimes bump up against glass ceilings, and they've been, quote, censured, if you will. You will side with anyone, right, who will champion any cause. So the state of Georgia nearly became the 38th state, which would have allowed for a constitutional amendment to basically call all things equal across the board. So all of the women's suffrage, I mean, all of the work that you've done, your girls not being on the front lines if they don't want to be because they're all of the protections you have as a female, done, over, that's it. They're out the window, flush them down the toilet. That's what happens because we're all, quote, equal, right? So that's essentially what Neil Gorsuch did. So now we don't have to really worry about an Equal Rights Act because he has essentially set us up to afford today's translation of the word sex as opposed to 1964. So there are a lot of people who are upset about that. My friend asserts that this would be a fine time for someone to have the balls to stand up in the United States Congress and say, hey, we're filing articles of impeachment, if for no other reason to show the Supreme Court that you may be the supreme law of the land or translators of the law of the land. But you too are not above the reach of checks and balances. What do you guys think about that? I'd love to hear from you. You can sound off on that on my open mic feature on my website at monicamatthews.com. Until tomorrow, I'm going to run, cook me some dinner. I'm in the South. It's hot as hell. Hope you're cool wherever you are. If your loved one's on life support, I would encourage you to check the batteries before unplugging them to turn on your AC. Okay, I'm so bad, but I'm so good. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, Monty Matthews on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff. MonicaMatthews.com. You can purchase my book. You can go check out all my stuff. My website is under construction, I will tell you. I'm changing all kinds of goodies because my entire career has changed in the past 30 days, which is an amazing thing. So onward, forward. Pick your butts up off the ground and keep moving, Patriots. Be good to your neighbor, beginning with yourself. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.